Okay, everybody stay. Ramchal, he learned Teres Hanigla from Bishaya Basan. While he was still a young man, as it turns out that his entire life was young, he was Teres himself from Olam Hazeh, and he sat with his Beidah's Gemura, completely separate, Al-Torah Al-Avodah, and he wrote many Sfarim. A particular Talmud of Ramchal by the name of Rabbi Yukasil. Yukasil, who was the Talmud of Ramchal, writes in one of the letters to a Rav of Vilna of that time, whose name was Rabbi Heschel. Rabbi Yukasil writes to Rabbi Heschel, and he also writes to a great Godel in Vienna concerning the revelation of a Magid that Ramchal mentioned that he had, a Magid in a Shemayim that was teaching him Torah. Ramchal himself writes in his diary, not much of it is left, that it was not a revelation in terms of actually seeing someone, but it was a particular voice that he heard, which was the voice of the Magid teaching him Seydes HaTorah. And Rabbi Yukasil, who was the Talmud of Ramchal, writes, Ashezek Yishtei Shonim, he's writing this in a letter, to the Rav of Vilna, which is in the 1700s, early 1700s, Ashezek Yishtei Shonim Unechtzosh in his Gala Lemoiri Malach Kodesh Echad Ben Hashemayim. It's about the last 2 years, he writes that a holy Malach, is there any other Malach? It says Malach Echad Kodesh that was in his Gala, HaMegala Loi Talumo Is Chochmo, who teaches all the hidden areas of Chochmo, the Harbin Nishumas Kedoshis Megalus Loi, he says, Rodi Torah. In addition to that, many Nishumas Kedoshis, many souls, many heavenly souls come in a Shemayim and they reveal and they bring Torah to the Ramchal, who goes about PM, and he writes it down. He writes down what he hears from them. Soidois Norois, he says. The Moiridigis Soidis, he says, Sifroi, and he wrote it in a sefer, Ashikoro Oysa Zoyar Tinyono, the second Zoyar HaKodesh. In other words, one of the Sforim that Ramchal wrote was Beloshin Aramish, which is Mamish, which is like a duplicate as to the Zoyar HaKodesh, and one would look at it and think this is Zoyar HaKodesh, like volume 2, which he called it like a Zoyar Tinyono. And this, in fact, were the teachings that he received, that he received from the teachings of the Magid. And Ramchal himself, and Rish Chodesh Sivan, it was in 1727. Ramchal writes in a letter, and he writes and he says that Hine Gimel Sfarim Yeshli Min HaMagid. He says that there are three Sfarim that came to me, he says, that I have from the Magid alone, Ad Higolus Eliyozal, till the revelation to Wazoichet to Gil Eliyoy. So I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about from the Magid himself that I was Zoichet to learn. And he says there's one Sefer he called Sefer Koyelis. This is about 1,000 small pages. He says from the Sefer, which is called Kehelis, from Sefer Hatikunim, a second Sefer, which is called Sefer Hatikunim, which is about Masayim Dafim, and then Chibur Shani Yois Ala Torah Adato, and then there's a Sefer, which is Ala Torah Shani Magid Lechvoidoi. He says Amikel Shakai Prayer Vei Goyek Kal Goyim. So this is basically what he called. And he says, Tov Kuftafim, about 500 pages. And then, in addition to that, of course, we know that there are many, many other Sforim that Ramchal wrote. I just want to mention, just the Nekudah, there's different versions of it, but the Mashgiach of Lomje, the Yeshiva of Lomje, many years ago, by the name of Moshe Rosenstein. So Moshe Rosenstein, Taka, writes, and he says, interesting, there's a sefer called Yisoida Hadas. And he says as follows. This Moshe Rosenstein writes, that he heard that Asher Shomati Mipi Agoyin Agodlo Reb Lezer Gordon. Reb Lezer Gordon was the Rav of Telz. So Reb Lezer Gordon was the Rav of Telz, he says, Asher Hoya Abezin V'ram Yeshivas Telz B'medina Slita Kabbalah Ish Mipi Ish. Reb Lezer Gordon had a Kabbalah Ish Mipi Ish, going back generation from generation before generation. Shekasher Yotze Lo'oy Sefer Mesilas Yishorim. When the Sefer Mesilas Yishorim came on the scene, HaMechaber Kvalo Hoya B'yoylom, he says Ramchal no longer was alive. The Kashikoro Hagrom Mevilna Divra Sefer Azeh. When the Goyim Mevilna the Goyim learned from the Sefer, Omar, he said, Oyer Godel Yosef Yolom. That a great light came out on the world. Lomad Oysoi Balpeh Meyob Achas Bomin. The Goyen learned the Sefer Mesilas Yesharim 101 times. Vishilein Schum Hogun Bada Sefer Azeh. And he paid a nice amount of money for the Sefer. And he said another thing. He says, Roy Vasforim, he says, our Sefer is Yosef Godel Min HaMachaber. He says, many Sforim, he says, the Sefer is greater than the Machaber. In other words, if you meet the Machaber face to face, you would not be impressed. Somehow his Sefer gives a bigger impression of what he really is. The Sefer brings out more than the Machaber really is. That's in most cesases of a Bazeh. But in the case of the Mesilas Yesharim, he says, Umakir Heite, that a Machaber hoya habe pomim yoysa godlum and a Sefer. As great as the Sefer is, the Machaber was much greater than a Sefer. The more Yoyd Bachayim, if Ramchal would still be alive, he would walk by foot to be able to learn Torah, he says, from the Ramchal. I just want to mention, when he was 40 years old, he was oiled to Eretz Yisrael. He left Amsterdam, he came to Eretz Yisrael. He settled in Akko, and in Akko there was a megepha broke out, an epidemic, and him and his entire family managed to perish. And as we saw, he was 40 years old. So at the time, just want to read you the notices that the Chachmei Yisrael, that the Gedolim that they put out, at the time of the Petir of Ramchal, to notify the world of the great loss. So basically, this is the way they wrote. And basically, some of it is also written on the side of the Matzeva, the Ramchal, if you go to Eretz Yisrael and Tveria. And it's written like this, it says, Ki harav ha-koilul ha-mekubal ha-loiki, the godly mekubal, Rechev Yisrael u-parosho, who is the chariot of Klal Yisrael, Oyer shehoye b'Yisrael, the great light who was in Klal Yisrael, Beitzina Kadisha, the holy candle, Marono v'rabono moreno harav Moshe Chaim Lutzato, nifter hu abeisa b'magefa, who and his family were nifter in a magefa, b'chov vov ir, b'aku somach l'tveria, aku close to Tveria, v'yoyviluhu l'tveria, and they brought the nifter, they brought him to Tveria, v'nikvar etzel kvures hatana Rabbi Akiva, and was buried next to the Tana Rabbi Akiva. As anyone knows, if you go to Eretz Yisrael, you can see right there. V'chein, therefore, he's a haru. The Gedolim of the time said, be careful, lasses hesped godel, to make sure to give him the appropriate hesped, ki evel kovoy ze lonu. It's a very, very heavy time of mourning. Ki toiras emes hois of the piv, the avalo the nimtza bisfosov, and he concluded there, loy nimtza, he says, loy kom vi Yisrael oy ke Moshe. His name was Moshe, Moshe Chaim. The same that was said on Moshe Rabbeinu, they wrote on him also nimtza, loy kom vi Yisrael oy ke Moshe. So we continue now, and we, as Hashem, we're going to finish now the Hagdomah of Ramchal. It's the sixth year already, we have to finish the Hagdomah. Okay. So basically, we start where he ended with the Posik, that the Yerushimayim, they quoted the Posik in Mishle, quoted the Posik that Shlomo Melech says in Mishle, Tvaksheno ka kesef, v'chakamat moinim tach peseno. We start from Harei Eifoy. That's where we started. That's where we're starting. That the Ramchal pointed out that if you want to have a kinyan Yerushimayim, you have to pursue it the same way that you pursue kesef. The same drive, the same ambition that a person has to earn money, right? And also, like you search for a treasure. If a person does all of these things when it comes to his materialistic success, this is the same way, with the same zeal, with the same excitement, with the same exuberance, the same effort, the same koyach, you personally should invest in Yerushimayim. I want to mention to you, that when it came to the parish of Pesach Sheni, parish of Baal Oyscha, originally, of course, those that were Tameim L'Nefesh, you remember, were not supposed to bring any Korban Pesach. And the Torah tells us the story that Vayehi, Anoshim, Ashoi, Tameim L'Nefesh, Odom, Vayikru, Lifnei Moshe, V'Haroin, and they came with a tiny Loma Nigora. Right? Why are we any less? The Bilti, Hakri, V'Korban Hashem, right? All of that. And all of a sudden, HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes and gives Moshe Rabbeinu instructions, there's an Eitzah, but they make a Pesach Sheni. So what happened? So if there was supposed to be a Pesach Sheni, so why wouldn't they give him a Ketilah Pesach Sheni? Since the Sasem is the Emes, there was not supposed to be a mitzvah Pesach Sheni. But the fact that they went after it and they pursued, they had such a tremendous rotzai, they had such a tremendous ishtoikiku, they had such a drive, loma migora, they had such zeal to be able to do the rotzai Hashem, that rotzai, the power of their will, created literally a new mitzvah that did not exist till now. That's the koyach of a rotzen. If you pursue something, an avyun avodas Hashem, with an emeskite, with truth, and with complete rotzen, with a shleimetig rotzen, that koich of rotzen is so strong that it actually created a new mitzvah, which heretofore did not exist. That's really what it means. They said, and as a result, they were zoyche taket to this mitzvah. So we go now further. Says Rabbeinu Yoyin. Says here the Ramchal. What we see from here, that when it comes to your Shemayim, you have to put in your own koiches. It's not something that comes down by Yerusha. Even the knowledge of it, merely hearing about it from your parents, from your Rabbeim, is not enough. As he says, Harei Eifoi, what you see, Bameh Shemelumad Lomu Mavoisenu, that which you have been taught from your Ovois, what we learn from our Ovois, Ubamah Shemepurisem Etzel Kol Ben Dos Derechlau, and that what we know about, by hearing, you know, what is generally known to every Poshet, to every Frum Yid, that's not sufficient, he says. And he goes further, and he says, Oi, Hanimtze Zman Lechol Shar Chelke Ho'iyun, is it possible that a person can find time for all other areas of study? For that you find time, he says. V'lo iyun hazel lo yiyah zman. For all branches of study, a person finds time. And when it comes to the area of avodas Hashem, to your Shemayim, and Ahavas Hashem, Yiras Hashem, and all these in Yonin, is it possible that a person does not find, there's no time at all available for this, he says. At least some time. And he says, you'll tell me you can't put in a lot of time, I understand. But lomo lo yikva odom, but what excuse really would there be that a person shouldn't at least set aside some time, a specific time, for this observation? He says, I can see that you need the rest of the time to pursue other situations. This is how you believe. This is your situation. This is your matzah. That you need to utilize the rest of your time, that you have to pursue a career, whatever it is. But at least, why don't you set aside some time that for the area and for the study of Avodas Hashem, Yerushimayim and Ahavas Hashem. And then he goes on further. Take a look at the Pasuk in here. If you take a look in the Pasuk in here, you will see that the Pasuk says, Hein Yiras Hashem hi Chochma. Very interesting Pasuk. The Pasuk talks about that Yiras Hashem is Chochma, is wisdom. We tend to think Yerushimayim is something, is an attitude. Yerushimayim is a matzah. Yerushimayim is a particular association, the way we relate to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But we see that the Pasuk in Iyyah says that in fact Yerushimayim is Chochmah. And says Ramchal, to understand the depth of that statement, that Yerushimayim is Chochmah, V'omru Rabbi Seinu Zechroinam Lebrocha Chazal Seimo Yitkotten, that the definition of the word Hein, Hein literally means behold, Hein. Hein means behold. But Chazal come and tell us Amoykotten that Hein means, Hein is Echos. Hein really means number one. Because you came Beloshin Yevoni, Koyin La'achas Hein. So the word Hein represents the number one. If so, taking that into the interpretation of the Pasuk, Harei Shehayire Hi Chochmo. What it means therefore that your Shemayim is Chochmah of Hilavadachom, because it's a Hein. Hein is number one, the only thing. Hein is, the Loshin Yevani is Echot. So the truth is that Chochmah is defined as Yira. That only someone who is a Yir Shemayim is a true Chochmah. As the Pasuk says, Yira is Chochmah of Hilavadachom, because it says Hein. Hein means Echot, means only one. Now, if the Pasuk is telling us that Yir Hashem is considered to be Chochmah, everybody knows there is no subject in the world, there's no wisdom in the world that does not need study. If you call it Chochmah, if it's worthwhile, if any subject or any topic deserves the title Chochmah, everybody understands Chochmah is something that needs to be studied. So if your Shemayim now, all the more, if your Shemayim is the ultimate Chochmah, if your Shemayim really is Hein, is really considered to be the highest level of Chochmah, one can understand then without study, without iyun, without amelus, without work, you're not going to be able to acquire this chokhmah. He says, vevadai, he says it is simple, he says, she'ein chokhmah, she'ein nikra chokhmah, ma she'ein bo iyun. It's very clear that something that does not require any study, obviously cannot be called chokhmah. And therefore, acha emesu, as he points out, the truth is, ki iyun godul tzorech al kol advarim ho'elu, So then it says all of these in Yonim, it needs an Iyun Godel. It really needs a lot of study, L'das Oysam Be'emes, in order to really know these situations. And he points out, to know Be'emes, he says, V'loyal Tadah Dimyin, he says, V'hasvorah HaKoyseves, not to know it in some type of, he says, some type of subjective matter, or in a way, you know, which is Dimyonis, in an illusionary fashion. But then is to really know the essence of your Shemayim in a true way, Tavad and the body, you have to study it. Now you have to study it first of all to know what it is. The second step is, once you know what it is, you have to study even more, he makes a statement, to acquire it. There's many things I know about them, but in order to acquire them, that deserves now a second level of study. So therefore he says further, he says, Koshkin liknois oisam ula hasigon. It's Chochmah. Yiras Hashem is Chochmah, and not Stam Chochmah. It's Hain. It's the one and only real Chochmah. If it's Chochmah, it's defined as Chochmah, you have to study it. You can't have your Shem. You can't have your Shemayim without study. And then he says, that's even for the Yidi alone. And certainly to become a Yir Shemayim, to actually to acquire it and to absorb it, certainly he says, you have to put in some time. Umish is boin and bum. And anybody who really investigates, somebody who really delves into the matter, Yireh will understand. Once you study the topic of your Shemayim, all of a sudden you realize that all the people around you that claim to be pious people, that claim to be Hasidim, they're not really true Hasidim, he says. They are imaginary Hasidim. They think they are Hasidim, he says. Because you'll understand, she'ena Hasidus tolui, bo'isam advorim, she'yachshu ha'mischazdim atipshim, he says. Now you'll find there's a new definition to what Hasidus. Hasidus means piety here, not Hasidus, mishnagdus here. It means like, emelik Hasidus means piety, what it really means. But rather, it is referring to true perfection, and it says Chochma Rabba, and profound wisdom. So, as a prelude to this, he says, with this understanding in mind, bearing in mind what it means to become a Yerushalayim, what it takes to become a Yerushalayim, this is all of the introduction, and this is the Hagdama to the chapters where you're actually going to study all of the topics that you have to acquire to become a Yerushalayim, and so on, to move from one madrega to the other. But in fact, he says, what I'm saying to you is really, is something that Moshe Rabbeinu is teaching us. Himself, the Omro, this is what he meant when he said, famous Pasuk, of course, Moshe Rabbeinu says, it's in Parshas Ekev, Moshe Rabbeinu is speaking to Klal Yisrael, and he says, what does HaKadosh Baruch Hu request from you? Kim liyiros Hashem Elokecho. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu is asking you to fear Him, to have Yiro, Lolechet b'chol derochov, and to follow His ways, to walk in His ways. U'lahav oisoy, and to love Hashem. V'lavod es Hashem elokecho, He says, b'chol avodcho, and to serve Hashem with all your heart, u'b'chol nafshecho, with all your soul. Lishmor es mitzvah Hashem ves chukoisov. You see, all of these different objects that Moshe Rabbeinu talks about, what Hashem is asking from you. He says, Ramchal, you realize, break the pasuk down, break down each aspect of the pasuk that Moshe Rabbeinu is speaking about, and you'll see that Kan Kolal, that in this one statement over here, Moshe Rabbeinu, in fact, he incorporated Kol Chelke Shleimos Huavoide Hanirtzis Lishmoy Yisborach. All of these elements that are here in the pasuk, these are the crucial elements. These are the elements that is necessary for a person to become a true Eved Hashem. Here we have all the details, all the elements that are required for the perfection in Avodas Hashem, Behem, and what are they? So the Ramchal breaks down what we saw in the Pasuk. We see Hayiro, that's Yiras Hashem, Hahalicha Bedrochov, that's walking in Hashem's ways, which is going to explain also all of these, Hoahavo, which is love of Hashem, Shleimus Halev, right, which is perfecting the heart, Ushmiris Kol HaMitzvos, and the observance of all of the mitzvahs. So all of these elements, these are the key elements that Moshe Rabbeinu incorporates and says, this is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants from you. This is what Hashem wants. So he goes down now to explain to us. Hayira, for example. This is just in a nutshell, because later on, in the following parakim, he goes into it in depth. But Hayira, very simply quite, that just is the first step. What does Yira mean? When we talk about Yiras Hashem, Yiras Hashem actually is number one, is referring to Yiras Roy Memusoy Yizbarach. This is referring to the fear that a person has from the exaltedness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If a person just thinks about Godless Hashem, the person thinks about the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, obviously he becomes awestruck, thinking about the great Melech, thinking about the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what Yira means. Yira is something which should be a product of Roimimuso Yisbarach, Sheyira Milfonov. They should have Yira Kamay Sheyira Milifte Melech Godel Benoira. Similar to a way that a person feels the greatness and the awesomeness standing before a king. And as a result of that, says Ramchal, it's not finished yet, it's not just to become inspired. It's not just to become inspired by an awesome feeling or by a tremendous awareness that you're standing in the presence of greatness. But in addition to that, v'yevosh migdulosoi, but this should bring a person to embarrassment. In other words, he sees himself in relation to the Gadlus Hashem, to the Rememus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Mamela v'yevosh migdulosoi, he will be embarrassed before HaKadosh Baruch Hu's greatness. I'll call Tnua Shehubol Isnoya. He says, every move that he makes, he feels like embarrassed, he says. I'm doing this in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What does it look like? What kind of impression is this making? And Kol Shekin, and certainly, he says, he should have this type of a feeling of busha and yira, b'davroi l'fono b'tfila. He says, certainly when he's speaking in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he's doing it b'tfila, or b'yosko b'toyrosoi, or when he's oisik b'toyre, he should have had the feeling of yira. This past week, Taki, B'shalashidus, we mentioned what the Avodas Yisrael says, the Koshin Tzumagin. Because the Maggid mentions in his Sefer Avodas Yisrael and Parashat Shoftim, and when Chazal tell us that the mitzvah of to the Yoyle Regel, Shvolish Pome Bachon Eroi calls the Churcha, so Chazal say that a Sum Mebachas Meinov, the person who's blind in one eye, is spotted from the mitzvah of Ria. Does not have to be Yoyle Regel. The mitzvah of coming to the Yoyle Regel to show himself and to visit as it will, to come to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to be Mekabel Ponim. But if a person is a Summa Bachas Menoch, because it says in the Pasuk, it says, Shalosh Pomim Yiroi calls the Churcha, so the Gemara says, Yiro Leroi, that just like a Kodesh Baruch Hu Kibyochos, Bishtei Anayim, a person comes to be seen also should be Bishtei Anayim. A person should come Bishtei Anayim. Summa Bachas Menoch is Potter from Rio. So the Avodas Yisrael says, he says, why did a Kodesh Baruch Hu create two eyes? Right? In every human being, one eye isn't enough. Why two eyes? The two eyes, so science tells you why two eyes. Kodesh Baruch Hu will give you four eyes, I'll explain why you need four eyes. Why did Kodesh Baruch Hu give us two eyes? It says one eye is to see godless habore, to see greatness of Hashem, and the other eye is to see shiflus atzmoy. These are the two eyes. So says the Avodah Yisrael. This is because this is the Avodah of a person. The Avodah of a person is to recognize what he is, the lowness of the boss of Adam, and also to recognize godless Hashem, Giburis Hashem. People think that they are a big yesh. You think you say, they say like this, at best they say, the Boy Shalom Tak is great, I'm also great. There's room for two. A lot of greatness is paid, the world's a big enough world. So the idea of the two eyes is, one is to see Godless Hashem, to see Roy Memusa Yisbarach, to see the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the exaltedness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the other eye is to see Shiflus Atzmoy. If a person does not have that feeling, hopefully when he comes to the Mokem HaMikdash, and he's surrounded in an environment of Kedusha, he's enveloped in the presence of the Shekhinah, hopefully he will also be humble, hopefully. But imagine if a person is so hard, a person already is in a madrega, or he's in a massive, where nothing goes into his head in the sense that he's not able to recognize his own shiftless. At best, he's able to recognize godless Hashem, but he cannot recognize his own shiftless. He had not accomplished anything. Suma ba'achas meinot, if you're blind in one eye, you're potter from Riyah. Blind in one eye means, okay, godless Hashem I see, but I don't have the second eye. I don't have the second eye which is supposed to make an impression on myself that I should recognize my own shiftless. That's the second eye. Then potter from Riyah, he says, you are potter from Riyah. Means this is not the avoid of Riyah. The avoid of Riyah is to be able to achieve a shleimus in both areas. And this is really what Smarum is here, what the Ramchal really saying. Yira is Roy Memuso Yisbarach, and he also says, V'yevosh Migdulosoi. At the same time, also, you should be humble. It should bring you into a situation where you recognize your own standing. So this is a two-part situation. Roy Memuso Yisbarach, and also V'yevosh Migdulosoi, to recognize your own situation. And a matter of fact, Rameir Shapiro, Lublin Rov, once pointed out that he said, that this, in fact, is the situation when we find, can you imagine Moshe Rabbeinu? Moshe Rabbeinu, as great as he was, a person is always the greatest, reaches the highest, the pinnacle of his madregas is Yom HaMisa. So that's the end of his career. So that's when he reaches his mamish, he reaches his height. That's the time when he's making the transition, leaving this world, going to the next world. One might have thought that Moshe Rabbeinu lost maybe the second eye, the Shiflas Atzmoy, towards the end of his life. Torah says Moshe Rabbeinu was the greatest Novi in the world. Torah says all about these great things about Moshe Rabbeinu. You might think that maybe by the last day of his life already, where he reached such greatness, even Moshe already no longer was a nonov. Says the pasuk by Moshe Rabbeinu, "Loi kohaso einoi." His eye did not dim, says Rav Meir Shapiro. You know, he did not lose the koyach of that eye, singular. You know, the gadlus haboy ravada he saw. But there could have been a problem with that second eye. With that second eye, the shiflus atzmoi. In fact, Moshe Rabbeinu was the greatest of all time. L'kom b'Yisrael, novi oik to Moshe. Very difficult. Somebody like Moshe Rabbeinu took it to be a nonov, and yet the Torah tells us not only was a nonov throughout his lifetime, but even on the last day, where that pasuk is being said, is also like a haso enoi. Moshe Rabbeinu, his eye didn't dim, did not lose the koyach of seeing with that other eye, with that eye which basically tells us the shiflus atzmoi. But what Ramchal tells us, interesting is, as important as Yira is, you notice he says kol shekein. He says all the more important it is bedabroi lefonov b'tfilo. You know, as a person supposed to have, specially, he's supposed to have Yira b'shachrin yedavening. If you don't have Yira throughout the day, is one thing, but at least when you're davening, he says, kol shekein bedabroi lefonov b'tfilo oi b'iske b'teirosa. Very fascinating thing. When you're learning Torah, he says, these are two crucial points. At least then, at least b'shach you're davening, or at least be shocked when you're learning Torah. What Ramchal has to be referring to is that we find the Gemara in Brachos in the beginning of the third peri called Ein Oimdim Lihispalel. You might remember what the Mishnah says. How does a Yid, Vizoy Shtelzach HaYidavinim, right? How does a Yid go to Davin? Ein Oimdim Lihispalel Elo Mitoch Kovid Rosh. In other words, you leave behind everything else and you go Kovid Rosh. Kovid Rosh means that a person really understands and is focused. And he recognizes that he's standing dalit nemiyat oimet. He knows what he is, and he knows what a Kodesh Baruch Hu is, and he is dependent on a Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's why I'm davening, because I know that I myself haven't got the power to do anything for myself. Everything that I need, everything comes from the Rabbeinu Shlomo. That's the idea. I know him doing with palm to kovid rosh. That's with a humbleness, with a modesty, with a nivus. And the Gemara learns out from a pasuk. It says, "Vigilu bira odo." You should rejoice in trembling. And the Gemara says, "B'mokem gilo, tefillah is a mokem gilo." B'shas when you are davening, shom tehei ro'odo. You should have, in fact, you should have ro'odo. And it is not a mikra. It's not a mikra, Rabbi Yisai. When the Shulchan Aruch, this is Shulchan Aruch. When the Shulchan Aruch tells us how a yid stands up to daven, Shulchan Aruch says, you can look it up in Siman Tzadik Hei, Siv Gimel. Look at the lashon of the Mechaber. The Mechaber says, "Ve'oymed ke'eved lifnei Rabbi." It's worthwhile to remember these words. When a yid stands Shemoin Esrei, ve'oimed ke'eved lifnei rabbi. We just say these words. But imagine if you really are an eved. Talk about an eved. You know, slavery is not abolished. Think about that way. Because today the whole concept of an eved is something foreign. At most you're working for somebody, you're a boss like him, you think. There's no subserviency today. No, nothing. So, but the eved lifnei rabbi. Like an eved really who is subservient like a rabbi, but it's not finished yet. Shulchan Aruch felt he wasn't finished yet. Shulchan Aruch says, you know what the attitude of davening is? How to stand? The oimet kevet with the rabbi, be emo, be yiro, ube pachab. These are the words of the Shulchan Aruch. This is how he stands for tefillah. This is what Ramchal is saying. Kol shkim bedabro the fun of tefillah. Certainly when you're standing, tefillah, avada and avada, a person should utilize the matzah of yiro. This is the way he really davens. And then he says, oi b'yitzke b'teirosoi. He says, or he says, Bishas, he says, when a yid, in fact, when he davens, and he learns. What's the idea of learning? What does he mean, Bishas, when he learns? He should have Yira? Again, it's something we're not aware of. We always think we open up a Gemara and you forget that there's a Rabbi showing him around. You think that learning is just some kind of mental exercise, or just some sort of a stimulation of Chochmah. Says the Gemara in Brachas Dav Chobeis, which again is Kedai to remember, at least to hear it once. But the Gemara says in Brachas Dav Chobeis, the Gemara says, Tanya, it says in the Posik, as you teach Torah to your children, and what does it say after that? Says the Gemara, Basra in the Pasuk after that says, Yoyim asher omadato lifnei Hashem lekecha b'chayre. Teach your children Ma'amad Har Sinai. It's incumbent, it's a chiyuv to plant the Mesorah. that the Messiah had to be given over from door to door, from generation to generation. What should you tell them? Tell them, teach your children, your grandchildren, What about it? What should you tell them? Says the Braise, Ma'ala Halom, just like by Ma'amad Har Sinai, Be'emo, Ube'yiro, Ube'reses, Ube'zio, right? With an emo, with here, with a pachad, and a fear, and a trembling. Afkan, so too, today, when you learn Torah, is Be'emo, Ube'yiro, Ube'reses, Ube'zio. That's how Yid learns Torah. You're learning Chochmas Hashem, you're learning, you become connected with Kedushas HaTorah. When a Yid learns Torah, this is really a meeting with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You don't realize that. But really, when a person's learning Torah, he is really connecting with the Rebbeinu Shloim. Because this is Chochmas Hashem. For lack of a better term, if we can use that, we say Kibiyochel. Kibiyochel in learning Torah is like you say you're picking someone's brain. Kibiyochel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because that's what Torah is. So you are tapping right into HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is what happens when you're learning Torah. And therefore it behooves a specific mode of behavior. And that is, as it says, Afkan, Be'emo, Ube'yiro, Ube'reses, Ube'zio. So this is what Ramchal is saying. The Koshkin Yiro, so Moshe Rabbeinu says, Ki'im li'yiro Hashem alekecho, Ramchal explained Yiro, Rememuso Yizbarech, and also Ve'yevosh, you yourself should be humbled, right? That should be Bechlal, every move you make. But at least, he says, certainly he said, B'dabro yilufun of B'tfilo, or B'yoski B'teros, at least in those few moments, in that time frame, at least acquired the mid of Yiro. Okay, that's Yiro. What else does the Pasuk say? Ramchal goes further now. Then he says, V'halicha bedrocho. We're talking about halicha bedrocho. That a person should walk in the ways of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. What is that referring to? Says Ramchal, Halicha bedrocho, koilu kol inyan yoshir hamidos v'tikudim. They're talking about character traits, midos. Talking about good midos. When you're talking about good midos, it's all types of good character traits, they all fall under the chiyuv, the mitzvah of halicha bedrocho. Kol inyan yoshir hamidos v'tikunam. Vehuma shibiyaru zechoinam levrocho, we all know this Gemara. Mahu rachum, after rachum. We have a chiyuv to emulate the ways of the Rebbeinu Shloim. Kadosh Baruch Hu is a rachum, he is merciful, you also should be merciful. The Rebbeinu Shloim is kind, you also should be kind, and so on and so forth. That's what it means to follow in his ways. Follow means mean to emulate, to do the things that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does. Uklal calls that, he says, and you know what the underlying principle of all this is? Sheyinag ho'odom kol midoysov, l'chol mineh pu'uloysov al bihayoysher v'amusir. It means that whatever you do, has to be with honesty and integrity. Because that's what it means, v'alach v'bedrochov. In other words, even if you wouldn't have Eloi Signoi, and you wouldn't have all the particular lavim, you would anyway know what the right thing is to do. Because when it says v'alachta bedrochav, means you have to follow in the way of Kodesh Baruch Hu. Shekhas Baruch Hu is emes, and he's tzedek, and he's yosher. All of these things, he's rachum, and he's chavim. This is included, this is the chiyuv, this is the mitzvah of a holachta bedrochav, ha-halicha bedrochav. And in fact, the kololu chachomim zechoyin olivrocha, and we know that in fact, Chazal, they basically summarized the idea by saying, we all know in Pirkei Avos, Chazal have said, that what is the Derech Yishora? What is considered to be the appropriate way, right? Kol shehi tiferes la'oiseho, v'tiferes la'imino odom. A person chooses a path, which is something which is tiferes, which brings acclaim to the one who does it, right? And also earns them the acclaim of others. In other words, he makes a Kiddush Hashem that people say, oh, this is beautiful behavior. This is what it means to be a mensch. And in fact, Yishai Novi says, Vayomeli Avdi Ato Yisroel Asher Bechoy Espoir, Yishai Novi says, Rebbeinu points to a Yid and says, oh, this is what I meant. When I created Klal Yisrael, when I created a world, and I hope that Rebbeinu says, when I created a world, and I gave the world a Torah, and I created a Klal Yisrael, and I gave the Torah to Klal Yisrael, and I hope that what would they look like, Rebbeinu points to this particular Yid. A Yid who behaves in a way which is deferent to himself, deferent to Yodom. This is the type of a person, as Rebbe says, when I created the world, this is the kind of person I meant. This is the type of people I created the world for. This is the type of people I hope that the world will raise. This is the type of people will inhabit the world. This is all part of HaHalicha Bedrocho. The Hainu, as is pointed out, Kol HaHoylech, anybody who is a Hoylech, Tachlis HaHatove HoEmitis. A person, whatever he does, has to make sure that everything he does is for the toiv, is for the benefit, for the true benefit, the heine, the result of his actions ultimately should be, Kodesh Baruch Hu comes out ahead. The heine should toil disoy, chizuk ha-toyreh, when his actions result in the strengthening of Torah, the tikkun achvas hamadinas, and promotes harmony within society. Another quite simply, a person learns Torah. Imagine a person, Rabbi says, learning Torah. And then, he goes out on the street, and he behaves a way which is beneath what Torah demands, and which is appropriate for someone who really is involved with Torah. What ultimately happens? So society looks, and what happens is now Torah is on trial. Stop that person. This person learns Torah, and he does not behave in accordance with Torah. So it comes out that in fact that he has denigrated the Torah. Because people say, look, this person learned Torah, and look how he behaves. And as the Gemara says, V'haftas Hashem l'kecha sh'tei shem shemayim mis'ayev al yotcha. Your behavior should bring out Ahavas Hashem. That people should see through your behavior what it means. What it means to follow in the derech of Hashem. So in effect, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is on trial. Because every time you do something, which means it's a tremendous achrayus, it's a tremendous responsibility, it means that every time before a person does something, before he makes a decision, what you have to ask yourself is, where is HaKadosh Baruch Hu going to be, right, affected in this decision? Is HaKadosh Baruch Hu going to come out ahead? Or is HaKadosh Baruch Hu lehefer? And that's what's to determine what you're making decision. Because you realize the next move you make, either HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to become higher, become more respected, become more exalted, or maybe through your behavior, it'll be just the opposite. That's a tremendous burden. It's an awesome burden. You realize that the claim that we have in society, how society will look through our behavior, through HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Ramchal is saying that the way that you behave should be a way, should toilada to chizuk ha-toyre. Your behavior should be a type of behavior that the toitzoa should become a chizuk ha-toyre. That people should see the greatness of Torah. Matter of fact, the Gemara says in Sefer Shabbos, the Gemara says, Mipneba, the Gemara says, Tamidah Chachomim Shebebovil, why are they, it says, mitsuyonim. They seem to wear some type of flashy clothing. The Talmid HaChacham Mishibibov wore some type of flashy clothing. Mitsuyonim. Something that made them stand out. And the Gemara says, Lafisha Einam B'nei Torah. In other words, it means to say, like, they have to compensate. If they're not B'nei Torah, they have to wear clothing that make them look like something. They're not B'nei Torah. So they wore some type of clothing that would arouse the interest. So many years I heard it from the Matador Faruf. He says, just wait a minute. You're saying they're not B'nei Torah? The Gemara started out to call them Talmidei Chachomim. Let's repeat again. Mipneima Talmidei Chachomim Shebebovel Mitzuyonim. So the Gemara is talking about Talmidei Chachomim. And what's the answer? Why are they Mitzuyonim? Why do they stand out in the way they dress? Because they're not B'nei Torah. You just said they're Talmidei Chachomim. You know what it shows? You could be a Talmud Chochom, but you're not a B'nei Torah. You could be a Talmud Chochom. You can know Gan Shas, you can know everything. It doesn't make you a B'nei Torah. You talk about someone being a Bentayra, it's not measured. It's not measured by how much a person knows. Because you can be a Talmud Chacham, Talmud Chacham, Shibbabah, the Gemara calls them Talmud Chacham. And the Gemara in the same breath turns around and says they're not B'nai Torah. So that means you can be a Talmud Chacham, you're not a Bentayra. Bentayra means someone that not just learns Torah, someone behaves Torah. That every turn that he makes, whatever he does, every step, you can tell that this is a person who learned Torah. The Torah should be mirrored off his behavior. That whatever he does, one can see that this is a Torah behavior. That's the source of this person. That is what made this person. That is what formed him. That's what fashioned him. That's what turned him into what he is. That's what a Ben Torah is. That's the idea. The person behaves in a way, v'halachta b'drochav, in a way, she'etol d'soy chizuk ha-toyer, which brings out a chizuk ha-toyer v'tikun, he says, achvas ha-medinois, and also brings harmony in society. That's appropriate behavior. That's the behavior of a yid who follows the drochim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then we go further. Ahava. Again, we're breaking down the element that Moshe Rabbeinu said. Ahava is Hashem Elokecha. Vayikim liyiro, v'leches, v'chol drochot. Ahava. And what is Ahava? Says Ramchal, when we talk about Ahava, you know what it means? He says Ahava means, she'yeh nikva b'lei v'odom Ahava elov yizbarak. Ahava means that a person should have a desire. Ahava means that a person should have a desire to do, right? To do the Ratzon Hashem, to bring a nachas ruach, that he has a desire to bring pleasure to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The idea is that in order that he has a desire, that he wants to bring pleasure to the Ribbono Shel Olam. As he points out, Kimoi Sheliboi Misoirer Lasois Nachas Ruach, in the same way that his heart becomes Misoirer, to do a nachas ruach loviv limoy, the same way that his heart becomes desire to do a nachas ruach to his father and to his mother, so in the same way, he wants to give pleasure, he has a natural inclination to want to give pleasure to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's a natural instinct that a person, right, that a person has a feeling to give pleasure, to give nachas ruach, to give nachas, that's what we say, nachas, nachas ruach, to his father and mother. A person should have that type of inclination that whatever he does, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be proud of him, to bring a pleasure to the Rabbein Shloimeh. That is the avodah. That is the avodah of ahava. That the ahava is measured. How do you know that you're an oyev Hashem? How do you know that you have a love for HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Because your interests are to give HaKadosh Baruch Hu pleasure. Because when we love someone, then we work for that purpose. What we work for is to give pleasure for that person. If you really have ahava, give ahava. Not what we call ahava. There's so many adjectives that we, and labels that we use. But when there's genuine ahava that one person has for another, so then our interest is, this is our interest. The same way we want to give pleasure to ourselves, we want to give pleasure to others, and sometimes even more to others, because we have that great ahava. This is what ahava sasha means, that you have the hisoyeres, lasish nachas ruach lefonot, that you have this inclination that you want to do a nachas ruach to the Rabbein Shalom. Not only that, not only you want to do ahava sashem, he says, not only that you want to do ahava sashem, but the yitztayer im chosos em mitzidoy oim acherim. But your ahava is so great that if a situation is such that you're not able to give HaKadosh Baruch Hu nachas ruach yatzah, when a mother wants to feed a child, when a mother wants to feed a child, and for some reason she doesn't have milk, she's not able to feed the child, yatzah, it's not just that she can't do it, she wants to do it, okay, no, I can't, no. The point is that she can't do it, then yatzah, because the ahava that the mother has to that child is so great, that there's no two choices, either yes or no. If I can't, I have tzar. That should be the attitude, that if you are in a situation that you're not capable to give and to bring a nachas ruach to the Rebbeinu, you have tzar, and not only if you can't, but even somebody else can't. When you send a child to school, if you're a parent, and there are other kids picking on your child, so you have tzar that others are mitzayim, right? You have tzar. It's not just that you, of course, are not going to inflict pain. You don't want to put pain on your own child. But you don't want others of Adonish. You don't want people. Same way, you're going to have tzar if you see that other people's behavior are such in contradiction to bringing nachas ruach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's going to pain you. You're going to have tzar. Not only that, he said, v'yikanei alzeh. V'yikanei alzeh means that you actually are going to safeguard with kinoyes. In other words, if you see something that's a steer to Avos Hashem, it's going to bring out zealousness on your part. And the yismach simcharava, and on the positive side, when you do have it and you do see it, when you see a havas Hashem being expressed, you're going to have a tremendous simcha basoy seidov amazeh. When you're doing anything, you're doing anything of that sort. So it's also very interesting that one of the meforshim that I can point out here on the Ramchal, when he says the yikanei alzeh. So I want to bring a particular raya, maybe emphasis from Ramchal, even though one can maybe argue a little bit that point. But it certainly tolerates that shot, that for kinoyis, to be a kinoyi, it's not enough that you have Yerushimayim, you also have to have Ahavas Hashem. If you don't have true Ahavas Hashem, just Yerush Hashem, he says, maybe that doesn't qualify yet to be a kinoyi. Kinoyi means that you really have true Ahava for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Loshon of Ramchal, where he talks about the Yikanei Alzeh, he talks about the Iyan of kinoyis, of being like a very zealous, he says, is the Iyan of Ahava. He expresses it in the rank, in the area of Ahava. The area of Ahavas Hashem. Ramchal says, Ahavas Hashem, his idea is that you have, love means that your focus and your ambitions are to bring pleasure to Kadosh Baruch Hu. In the same way that a child brings pleasure, wants to bring pleasure. For Ovev Yilimoy, you want to bring a Nachas Ruach. The Maggid of Mezrich, the Rebbeir once said, he says, Chazal say, Zman Shi Yisrael Oisim Ritzoyne Shul Mokoyim, that when Yidin do Ritzoyne Shul Mokoyim, when they follow the Rotzon Hashem, so then they are called Bonin, they call him Bonin. Bezman She'ein Oisim Ritzoyne Shul Mokoyim, when they don't do the Rotzon Hashem, they're called Avodin. Sometimes they are called Bonin, and sometimes they are called Avodin. When they do the Rotzon Hashem, then they are called Bonin, children to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When they don't do the Rotzon Hashem, what are they called? Then they are called Avodin. So the Maggid asks, he says, what do you mean when they don't do the Rotzon Hashem, they're called Avodin? Avodin, by definition, have to do An Eved doesn't have a choice. An Eved has to do the rotzer of his master. That's an Eved. Eved hasn't got these two choices. Definition of an Eved means an Eved, someone who serves his master. What's Eved mean? Eved means someone who serves. So he serves. So an Eved also serves. He has to serve. So what does it mean? If he does rotzer Hashem, then he's called Bonin. There's a man when they're not doing Ritzoyne Shomokim, they're called Avodim. Avodim also. Don't we say always, Al-Tiyu Ka-Avodim Ha-Misham Shim-Misarav? Avodim also do. Right? Avodim do. They do the Ratzin. They have to do it. They have no choice. So the Magid said the Pshat like this. We're not talking about Yidin, who are not Mekai Mitzvahs, who are not Shem Retire Mitzvahs, who are not following B'derech HaTorah. We're not talking about those. Because even an Eved, the lowest level, an Eved has to serve. An Eved has to do. What does it mean doing Ritzoyne Shomokoy as opposed to not doing Ritzoyne Shomokoy? He says it's a much deeper thing. So you know the difference, he says, between a Ben and an Eved is? An Eved listens and follows strictly only the Tzivui of the Oved. He really doesn't want to work. Why does an Eved work? He has no love lost between him and his master. As a matter of fact, if he could escape and if he can run away and nothing happened to him, that's the first thing that he would do. An Eved is not working because he loves his master. Sometimes you have a rare situation. For that he's talking nirza. We know what happens after that. That's not the norm. That's not the way it should be. Every person should want his freedom, right? So an Eved, actually what he does is, he follows exactly the tzivui, and that's it. He's not interested in doing anything more. For example, he says, let's say he says, the master, the Magid, give an example. The Magid says to the Eved, you know, go fetch me a pail of water. Oh, he's an Eved. He listens to the tzivui. What does he do? He runs and goes and he fetches a pail of water. He was Mekai in the tzivui. And fine. He did everything he was supposed to do. A son makes a cheshbon. He says, my father asked him for a pail of water. Why does he want a pail of water? He's already making a cheshbon. Oh, you know why? He probably wants to wash the floor. So he goes now. Not only brings a pail of water, he washes the floor as well. Because he knows what the rotzen is. In other words, the tzivui was to bring a pail of water. The rotzen was to wash the floor. Bizman shi Yisrael oisim ritzoynai shomakoyim. Not just the tzivoy Hashem. For example, the Baruch Hu has to put on film, right? So strictly speaking, the tzivoy Hashem is to put on film. Fine, and you yotze. No question about it. You put on film, you yotze. Comes a Yid and Elohi Yid, who's a Baal Madrege, he said, listen, the Baruch Hu has to put on film. Why? So remember, there's a shtickle tefillah before film that says, you put on film keneged ayad, it should be keneged halei. Right? You put on film, there's a purpose in film. So when I put on film, I'm not just going to put on film just to be yaitzah, to see what to put on film. I would like to achieve and to be able to live with the ashkofa with film is supposed to make the reishim upon me. That's not just doing the tzivu Hashem, that's doing the rotzen Hashem. What does the Kodesh Baruch Hu want with this mitzvah? The Kodesh Baruch Hu gave you a tzivu, that's the commandment. But what did he want? Did he want just the film? Nah. He wanted the kiddusha that the tefillin is going to be mashpia on your mind. The kiddusha that the tefillin is going to leave on your hand. It's going to be mekadosh your leg. It's going to be mekadosh your maya. That's called doing the rotzen Hashem. So, bizman shisol esim ritzoyin eshomokim, they go beyond the tzivui. But they make chesbayin is what the Kodesh Baruch Hu wants out of the tzivui. That's bonim lomokim. Because the ben really is doing it out of love. So he really wants to know what the father wants. Not just what he asked him to do. What does he want? Why is he asking? But they're not doing the rotzen. They're doing the tzivui. The tzivui they're doing. Then they're called avodim. But the tzivui they're doing. Not the na'ed. Eved has to do the tzivui. So that's really what the Mesilas Yisroel from Michal is telling us. Ahava is not just to do the mitzvah. Ahava, he says, Las is nachas ruach lefono. That is, you want to draw that pleasure out of it. You're interested more than just doing the tzivui. You really want to look at the tachlis, he says. You really want a Kodesh Baruch Hu to be proud of you. You want something more. Not just doing like an Eved just does the mitzvah. But rather, there you have an interest. You have a closeness. You want to, basically, you are looking ways in pe'ulis. You go out of your way to be able to do a nachas ruach. To do a nachas ruach to Kodesh Baruch Hu. That is Ahava. Then we go Shleimus Halev. And then we go further to Shleimus Halev. What is Shleimus Halev? Because it says, the Pasuk says, remember Moshe Rabbeinu says? He says, Levavcha. Right? What's Levavcha? So Moshe Rabbeinu said in the Pasuk, so we talk about Shleimus Halev. Perfecting the heart is Shitiyahu Avoida Lefonav Yizborach, he says. The idea is that the Avoida that you do should be Betoyer Hakavona. Shleimus Halev means that you do it with pure Machshoveh. What does it mean, pure Machshoveh? The Hainu Letachos Avoidosa Blavav. You are serving Hashem not as a means to an end for Schar, for Oilam Havod. not for any pniyos, not for any side machshavas, not for any negiyas, but really v'loy lishum pniya acheres, not for any other purpose, no other motive, only lishem avoydes Hashem v'nichlal bozeh, and included in this really is what we mean is she'aliboy sholem avoydes v'loy kepesach hashtei asifim. It shouldn't be like a person who basically lacks commitment. He's here and he's there. He's all over the place. Or someone who merely acts out of habit. That's not Shleimus Halev. If you're merely acting out of habit, that's not Shleimus Halev. The stirah, the habit, is Shleimus Halev. This is supposed to be Shleimus Halev. But in fact, his entire heart should be given over completely. So when a person does a mitzvah, he's not doing it for any other reason, only for that sake alone, for that purpose. So again, I want to show you here again what Ramchal is telling us. Shleimus Halev means to do an avodah, to do avodas Hashem l'shem shemayim, not for any personal negias, not for any other motive, only for the one and only motive, that is because the Kodesh Baruch Hu wants me to do it. That's why I'm doing it. This is the purpose of doing the mitzvah, this is my reason for doing the mitzvah. So I have to tell you that in fact, according to the Ramban really counts this as a mitzvah says in Sefer HaMitzvahs. Ramban in Sefer HaMitzvahs, in mitzvah hey, Ramban, I read you the Lashon of Ramban. Ramban writes in Sefer HaMitzvahs, Avol mipnei yidu a mitzvah, says Ramban. She'tiva oisonu b'posik b'chol avavchem. When the Torah says b'chol avavchem, this is b'inyan chodosh. It's adding something new. Not only do the mitzvah, but do the mitzvah, how to do the mitzvah. How do you do the mitzvah b'chol avavchem? What are we being taught here, says Ramban? Li'yoshkol levavenu miyuchad elov, he says, Yis'aleh basiyas ha-mitzvah. Our entire heart should be miyuchet to the mitzvah, to do the mitzvah. And he says, then, yitochen, he says, it's possible, shitovei ha-mitzvah hazois, v'cheshm rumach mitzvah saseh. Very fascinating. So this is not just a mila, it's not like a madrega, but according to the Ramban, yitochen, he says, that this is really part of the rumach mitzvah saseh. And part of rumach mitzvah saseh means, it's a big indictment. It means that any mitzvah that we do, it's not just another we do a mitzvah. We put on film like every morning, but rather it should be taka with Shleimus Halev, b'chol avavchem. This tzivu b'chol avavchem. That means that it's done for one reason only, that all our heart is completely focused, is miyuchet, doing the mitzvah taka for that purpose. That is, and that's what he says in Perkei Avos, al tiyu kavodim. Hamishamish misarav amanas lekavod pras, that be like the avodim basically, or hamishamish, he said to do it closely, to do it simply. And by the way, when we talk about Eved Hashem, Yomas Moshe, Yomas Moshe Eved Hashem, what's the definition of an Eved Hashem? How do we type? How do you translate? What does an Eved Hashem mean? So the Radak says, in the beginning of Sefer Yeshua, says the Radak, you know what an Eved Hashem is? I'll read you a few Lashonis, few words. Said Radak, you know what an Eved Hashem means? Mi shesom kol koichoi v'kavanosoi v'kol hashgochoisa b'shem Yisborach. Every part of his being, his mind, his motives, everything that he does, all of his kavonas are totally in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Va'af v'hisaskoi binyono oilom. Oh, and even when he does, he says his worldly things. Not only when he's in the Beis Medrash, are we asking you to be an Eved Hashem. Because you know, Rabbi, when someone is an Eved, he's an Eved 24 hours a day. An Eved, when he sleeps, he's an Eved. He doesn't cease to be an Eved. He may not be working at that particular time physically. But he is an Eved 24 hours a day. Someone is an Eved, he's an Eved. You have to be an Eved Hashem. If you're called an Eved Hashem, you're an Eved Hashem 24 hours a day. It means even when you're Oisik in your worldly things, says Radak, Ba'abdi hisaske binyono ho'oilom, mischavein la'avoydes okel yisborah. You say to yourself, if I cut a good deal, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will come out ahead. I'll be able maybe to give a little bit extra, to be able to give to some Yisoyim, to some Amonis. Maybe I'll be able to give it a little for Chizik HaTorah. Maybe I'll be able to buy a nicer restaurant. Maybe to buy better Mohuda to get Tzitzis, Mohuda to get film. Kodesh Baruch Hu will come out ahead. So whatever I do, I'm doing L'Shem Hashem. That is called Eved Hashem. K'moy Avraham Avdi, David Avdi, Avdi HaNeviim, Shehein K'moy Eved L'Odoim, says Radak. So that's an Eved Hashem. So that's what an Eved Hashem means. That's what Ramchal again is referring to, Shleimus Halev. Because without that, you don't have the title of an Eved. You're not called an Eved Hashem. And if you're not called an Eved Hashem, the Ramban again, L'Odoi, L'Odoi, L'Shem Eved, L'Odoi, B'chol Avavchem. That's really what we're asking. This is the true title of an Eved Hashem, and that's what behooves a Yid to strive for. Shemirat kol ha-mitzvahs, then the Pontic says to be shomer all of the mitzvahs. Kimashmoy, simply, that in Shemirat kol ha-mitzvahs, kulon, V'chol digdukeyen Yisrael. It means simply that a Yid is supposed to do all of the mitzvahs with all specifications. In other words, some people say to themselves, look at their tayag mitzvahs. I remember someone who was a bocher about something 50 years ago. And that certain yonim happened to be rather a little bit, from time to time, he was nichshel in certain averus chamuris. I just speak to him about it. He came, he admitted it and said this and this and this. So he said, listen, he says, I already heard from many people, it's not shaykh to do all the tarik and mitzvahs anyway, he said. So I default in this area. In other words, he made a cheshbon ketchila. There's a certain area, he said, that he's not going to do. You can't do anything. Nobody does everything. So you know what? So right away the ketchila said, this part is not negay to me. He made a cheshbon right away. He mapped it out. He blueprinted it, his lifestyle. Can't do anything. Tell me, you know a yid who does all the tarik and mitzvahs? No one does all the tarik. So the male said, so this area is not for me. So this is what Ramchal says. No, it's Shmir is Kol HaMitzvahs. It's all of the mitzvahs, Kima Shmoy, Dani Shmir is Kol HaMitzvahs, Kulam, Bechol Dikdukein is Noe. And that's really Rabbi Sai, what Urachayim HaKodesh says in Parashas Eikev. In Parashas Eikev, when the Pesuk says, Kol HaMitzvah, Lo Sheyochid, Achenoichi Mitzavcha Hayoim, should have said Kol HaMitzvahs. Urachayim HaKodesh says, no, it's not Kol HaMitzvahs. There are many individual mitzvahs, but they're all, it's one body. But you have a Sefer Torah, right? There's a lot of words in a Sefer Torah, but it's one Sefer Torah. If you're missing one letter, Sefer Torah is puzzle. If you're missing a word, Sefer Torah is puzzle. If you're missing one of the mitzvahs of Torah, it's lacking the shleimus of mitzvahs, of all the mitzvahs. One mitzvah, leaving out one mitzvah, is a chesaron in the entire mitzvah. Ramban points, the Chaim HaKodesh points out, similar to the body of the person. The Ramach mitzvah corresponds to the Ramach Eivorim shel Adam. Imagine a person as Ramach Eivorim. Go over to a person and say to him, listen, you have 248 Devarim. You know, isn't 247 enough? Sell me your little finger. I'll give you $500,000. Sell me your little finger. What's the big deal? You'll have one Aver less. 247, so bad? You need 248? Of course not. I'm not going to sell him your finger. You don't want to be a Balmum. A person who's missing an Aver is a Balmum. I have all the others. You're still a Balmum. If you're missing one mitzvah, there's a chesaron in the entire Torah. Kol ha-mitzvah, l'shiyochit, says Chaim HaKodesh. All the mitzvot are one. And this is the attitude, and this is the schayv, this is the commitment. So we finish up very quickly. Let's go, Rabbi Zayn. Hine kolele kolim. Shechem perish godel. All of this that I said now, said Ramchal, would seem to be an oversimplification, he says. Because they really need a lot of elucidation, need a lot of explanation. Matzosi, l'chachomenu, t'chonim l'vrocha, shekololu, ha-chalokim, w'ele, b'seder, v'chilekechel, yosaproti. I will show you. I found that the Braise, where the Chachomim incorporated all of these elements in a special arrangement, which is more detailed and it's more specific. And Chazal basically put all the Madregas in a proper order, how you go from step 1 to step 2, to be able to acquire them properly. You have to have a Seder. You have to have a blueprint. Like anything. You have to know what you're doing first and what you're going to do second. Who Mashom Rabbi Braise? What am I referring to? I'm referring to the famous Braise, and that's what the whole Sefer Amichal is based upon. This Braise is brought down in a number of places in Shas. The Perik Lifnei Ideyim, in the second Savoy Dezorah. The Perik called Lifnei Ideyim before the Goyisha holiday, you're not allowed to do business with him, and so on and so forth. Anyway, Zele Shoinon, so the Braise says there in Dachot, Omar Apinachet Ben Yoyer, very famous Braise, it says, Mikan Omar Apinchas Ben Yoyer, Torah Mevi'o Ledei Zehirus. When a person learns Torah, it brings them to vigilance, to be more careful in mitzvahs. Zehirus Mevi'o Ledei Zrizis. When a person has Zehirus, then it brings them to Zrizis, not only just to do mitzvahs, but to do the mitzvahs with a zeal, to do it with an excitement, to do it with an exuberance. Zrizis, when a person is coined in the middle of Zrizis, Mevi'o Ledei Nekiyas. By the way, spiritual cleanliness, we're talking about physical cleanliness here. We're talking about Nekiyas, spiritual Nekiyas. Nikius Mevilade Precious. And that brings you to the next level, which is abstinence, where a person comes to realization that what to be able to treat things in this world, not everything that there is he must have, and so on and so forth. He has control over his desires and his being. Precious, when a person reaches the Madrega of Precious, what does that lead you to? Mevilade Tahara. That brings it to purity. Tahara Mevilade Chasidus, piety. Chasidus Mevilade Anova, it'll bring you to humbleness, humility. Another mevila de yiras chait mevila de kedusha brings the person to holiness, and look at all that you have to reach kedusha, and kedusha mevila de ruach hakodesh, and ruach hakodesh mevila de tchias hamesim. So here, by the way, if anybody wants to know how to be able to be machai mesim, this is what you have to follow. If you follow this, You get a diploma, I know how to be Mechayim Mason. He had a certificate, put it on the wall, says, I know how to be Mechayim Mason. It is said over that Rav Itzel Petterburger, who is, of course, the great Talmud of Rav Yisrael Salanter, he was once asked Rav Itzel, tell me, Rav Yisrael Salanter, you always talk about him, and the world talks about him, the great Baal Musa, the founder of the Musa movement. Tell me, with Rav Yisrael Salanter, with all of his madregas, did Rav Yisrael Salanter, did he have Ruach HaKodesh? Rav Itzel said, listen, whether Rav Yisrael had Ruach HaKodesh, I don't know. But I can tell you one thing. The formula that the Braisa says, all of these things that you need to reach Ruach HaKodesh, Rav Yisrael had all of these ingredients. So Mamela Mestama, he had Ruach HaKodesh. All of the things that the Braisa lists, all the attributes, if you have that, you have Ruach HaKodesh. That I can tell you definitely. He had all of these milas that the Braisa says. And Mamela, he says, you can conclude safely, they probably did have Ruach HaKodesh, he says. This is what brings you to Ruach HaKodesh. And we conclude now, and therefore, says Ramchal, based upon this braisa that we just learned now, Hiskamti Lechaber Chibur Yizeh, was based upon that, I've undertaken basically to author this sefer, Lamed Lachmi, not just for others, I myself, says Ramchal, I need it for myself, to teach myself, Ulahaskil Acherim, and to remind others, Tenoei Hu Avoida Hashlema, the conditions of the completeness of Avodas Hashem, the Madre Gerseim, right, which basically is for the perfection of all sages. And the subsequent chapters we will go through and we will study, he says, all of them, Bachalokov, Oiprotov, the components and the details. Ki ekraboy ani, I, and again he says, he wrote the sefer, but he still says, I'm going to study it. I'm going to read my own sefer, he says. Because you always need again, we always need, again, reinforcement. I will read it. And whoever derives pleasure from it will learn from it also. Then the purpose again is to learn and we should not forget our duty that we have before HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he says. And as he goes on to say, and he says, and the material world, see, we have conflict because the material world fights against it, against our career in Avodas Hashem. But by learning this sefer, HaKriya VaHistaklus, by learning the sefer and contemplating and observing what we are studying, Yala Al Zichroinenu, Namela, it will stir up our minds, he says, the Yireinu El HaMetzuva Aleinu, and bring us to do that which we are commanded to do. Yashem Yeh, he concludes with a brocha. This is concluding the Hagdoma now. Yashem Yeh, Bikisleinu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give us his support, to the Yishmar Aglenu Milochet, and it should always protect us from failure, because this is not a simple task. Avodas Hashem, it's a career, right? The conflict, the tension of the world out there is against it, standing in our way. It is Kain Bonu Bakoshes HaMishoyer Ho'obuv Levikov, and the great Mishoyer means the sweet singer of Klal Yisrael Dovra Melech Olav Shalom, that the Mikuyim with Dovra Melech was Mispalo Ho'ireini Hashem Darkecho, the Bodhi Shalom, he says, teach me your ways. I want to walk in your truth, and please unify my heart for one purpose, and that is the Yiro Shomecha Omein Ken Yiro.